Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So let me ask you a question. How much homeowner's insurance do you have? Do you know? I bet you have enough to rebuild your house if your house burns down. I would just bet that. And because that's just kind of the way we do it. That's the way we insure our homes. But do you ever wonder if you need this much insurance? What if I told you the odds of your house burning down are 0.26%? Otherwise, you have a 99.74% chance that your house will not burn down. 99.74%, it's not going to burn down. Does that change your attitude on your homeowner's insurance? What if I told you that the average repair bill from a structure fire in this country is somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000? I got some pretty wild numbers in there, $18,000 to $40,000, but just figure $20,000 to $40,000. Would that change your mind on how much insurance you would get? Average, you know, let's go the high end, $40,000. So knowing that you have a 99.7% chance that the house is not going to catch on fire, and if it does, the average damage is going to be less than $40,000, would you change your homeowner's insurance now? Now, the bank's not going to let you if you have a mortgage. So that's a given. But I'm assuming that if you have your house paid off, would you change your insurance? Would you change it maybe down to $120,000? That would be three times the average. Or $80,000, two times the high-end average of structure fire. You know, again, probably not, because that's not what we get insurance for. We get insurance for catastrophic events. Same thing with our cars and our, you know, homes. And like a lot of us have umbrella policies. And if you don't have an umbrella policy, I would really recommend that you look into that, because what that does is think of an umbrella. It's going to be overlap your house and your cars. And the idea is, if you do get in a car crash and let's say you have $300,000 of damage insurance for somebody else, but you hit a busload of attorneys, well, it's not going to go very far. So what happens is that umbrella policy will kick in, and those are relatively inexpensive. They're kind of a second payer behind your first insurance, whether it's the home or the car. So I would look into that. But the reason why I bring this up is we got a great question of the week this week from Lawrence. And the question of the week from Lawrence, Lawrence is over in Redmond, by the way. And Redmond sent, Lawrence sent the question in and said, I have been told the average long-term care claim is about 2 years, but I know many people who need care much longer than that. How do you determine how much insurance to get? And that's such a great question, because if we go out and we buy a home, what happens is we give that appraisal to the insurance company. And the insurance company comes out and they'll look at that appraisal. And if not, they'll come out and they'll look at your house and they'll look at the build quality. And they'll assess based on current costs how much it's going to cost to rebuild that house. And they pretty much tell you how much insurance you need. And then every year that goes up a little bit. That's why those insurance bills go up a little bit. Same thing for a car. We're buying a car. We're going to get the insurance is going to be based on how much it's going to cost to replace that car if it's totaled. But then also your liability. Do you want the state minimum? Do you want $300,000 of liability insurance or $500 or whatever it is? So it's easier to insure the, you know, property and cars because there's some numbers there that we're looking at. Long-term care insurance works quite differently, and so we're going to spend some time on that today. And I will just give you a little heads up right out of the gate. There's no perfect answer. I am not going to give you the secret solution today during long-term care radio on how you figure out a plan. But what I'm going to do is guide you and walk you through today some of the steps that we take when we're sitting down with our clients. Before we get into that, I'd like to spend a little time. We've got a couple classes up on the calendar for next month. And again, I shout out to everybody that came to our class yesterday, Friday. Fantastic. Again, we're doing the classes on the webinar now. It's the same class that I taught live. It's just that now on the webinar, You're going to see me on the computer. You can watch me on your smartphone. It doesn't matter. You just link in through your browser, and you get to watch our class, and you can send me those questions back, and I'm going to answer your questions back in live time. So that's really kind of the whole process that we're trying to do. Start with education, get you up to speed on some of these new programs, what's available, how long-term care works, what it pays for, get you thinking about some of these, you know, ideas so that when we sit down and we start talking about long-term care, you have the basics covered, and then we can kind of get down into the design and the different programs for you and help you design a plan that's right for your situation. So we start with education. You're taking the first step by tuning into Long-Term Care Radio, and I truly appreciate that. We get a lot of good feedback on that. But the next step is if you can sign up for one of these webinar classes. I've got two of them coming up next month in August. It's going to be Thursday the 13th at 3 p.m. and then Friday the 21st at 9 a.m. So again, we're going to have a late afternoon one at 3 o'clock on the 13th, and then we will have a 9 o'clock Friday morning one on the 21st of August. The sign-up is free. We'll even send you a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. That's the book we've been handing out for years at our classes, and we have a PDF version of that now that we can just email you, or we can actually put a stamp on an envelope the old-fashioned way and get that sent out to you as well, too. So we'll be glad to do that. So just let us know what you prefer. But again, the idea of the class is sign up, go through that. And the best part, I think, about it is you get to see some of the questions that other people, the other attendees, are asking. And that's really where I think we learn the most in those classes and get some of the answers to those questions. Because maybe you're not thinking about that, and they'll ask a question, and then, hey, that brings up another question I have. And that's really how we learn. So, again, a couple of those classes are up on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Stick with us. When we get back, we're going to get into how do we design a plan and talk a little bit about the problems with statistics and averages. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. Coming up August 13th, 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings. They protect your family. The plan my wife and I got pays us back if we never use it. Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me August 13th, 3 p.m. I'll kick things off, share my long-term care story. Make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the webinar class size small to allow time for Q&A. It's a great learning environment. There are a few spots left, so sign up now. It's all free. I'll be a part of it as well. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's Bond Replacement Strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, host of the Long-Term Care Radio. And if you just stumbled on us again, we are on the radio twice on Saturday in the Seattle market and once on Sunday afternoon. And you can always get our schedule and sign up for our classes at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And it's right there on our homepage, so you don't have to search for that. So this week's show, I just want to spend a little bit of time talking about the problems with statistics and averages. And I built this show based on a question from Lawrence over in Redmond. And again, his question was that he was told the average claim was 2 years, but he knows people that have been in claim longer than that. So how do you really determine how much long-term care insurance you get? And man, I'll tell you that there's just no easy answer to this question because we don't know. The way I describe it to my clients is we're driving down the road, and at the end of that road, there's a chicken fork, and we're going to go right, left, or down the middle. You know, we just don't know where our journey is going to take us, and so we could end up in long-term care for a long time. We could never use long-term care. We could end up in long-term care for a couple of years. I mean, there's all kinds of choices and options that we don't know. But I'll tell you what I don't like is many advisors will tell their clients to plan for 2 to 3 years. This is like an average. You know, I think a 2-year plan is fine, or 3 years would cover any long-term care situation. And that's what happened with my grandmother. The person that sold her long-term care insurance sold her a 2-year plan. And thank goodness she had a husband at the time that had a 2-year plan too, and it was a shared care bucket of money. So she was able to use all 4 years, which she did. She was in long-term care, just in the assisted living facility for nearly 5 years. So I think it's very dangerous for advisors to tell their clients that they know what they should probably get. Because, again, I don't do that. And I think that, quite frankly, I think you're playing God at that point. And I don't think anybody is that good. And I hear these fiduciaries and these people that are supposed to be working in your best interest. And then they'll tell their client to, get, $3,000 for 2 months. That'll be fine. Here's what the statistics tell us. And they'll follow these numbers. And statistics are just really skewed. Right now, the average claim from an insurance point of view is 4 years. So that means that once someone goes on claim, the average claim that the insurance company pays out lasts 4 years. That's their average. That is up from three years about 10 years ago. The problem with those statistics and those numbers is that a third of the people die within a year that trigger a long-term care policy. A third of them, they die. So they have that stroke and they're dead 2 months later. So they never really got much benefit out of that long-term care. So that skews that statistic. What happens is that if you make it a year, you're more likely going to make it 5 to 6 years is probably going to be your more of an average claim for you. And if it's a cognitive situation, it could be as many as 8 years. So we don't really know for sure, but we know these statistics are skewed, and I don't like to use them because, number one, I'm not average. I'm not average height. I'm not average weight. I don't make average income. I just hate the way they do averages. Averages, somebody could be in long-term care for a day, and somebody could be in long-term care for 15 years. And so they come out and they say, the average claim is 7 years. Well, that doesn't do you any good at all once you go past that 7 years if you have a 7-year plan, because that's just not, we're not statistics. What they're doing is they're looking down at a group of people as a whole. And so if you look at it from a different point of view, 13% of claims are exhausted. That means that the claims end because the people use every single dollar in their long-term care insurance policy. So again, think of long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. Most people will go out and buy a bucket of money that will last them 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. Well, what happens is they go on claim and they're on claim for 6 years. Well, they ran out of money a couple of years ago, so they're spending down their estate. So about 13% of those are exhausted. Now, a lot of people will say, well, that's not bad. That means 87% of the people that buy long-term care insurance policies still have coverage when they die. Yeah, but think of it this way. I mean, if there's a 87% chance that your plane was going to make it without crashing, would you get on that? If your advisor ran through all the financial numbers and said you have an 87% chance of not running out of money in your retirement years, you'd adjust your spending, because that's, you know, 13 out of 100 people, that's a lot of people. And again, remember that only about 8 to 10% of the population have long-term care insurance anyway, so most people don't even have that option. But again, the problem with the statistics that are out there and the average is that they're just really skewed. And I see a lot of these old numbers, 2 years and 3 years, that's really coming from nursing home stays. And quite frankly, by the time you get to a nursing home, you've probably been in an extended health care situation for years. People don't just wake up and go to the nursing home to start a long-term care journey. Most people get put in a nursing home after their family has been exhausted and their family taps out. So, again, we really don't know with any clarity how long-term care situations are, but we can look at the data from the insurance company and say those people that go on claim right now are being paid for 4 years on average. That is the average from the insurance company. Now, what's interesting about that number right there, Genworth did a study years ago. This was back when the claims were only 3 years on average. And so Genworth went and they pulled all their policies that had a five-year minimum payout, and they pulled out all their policies that had a lifetime benefit. And what they found is that the policies that were lifetime benefit long-term care plans, meaning you never run out of benefits, those plans were paying out up to two times more on average than the plans that had five-year benefit periods. Now, remember, the average claim is only 3 years. So they started looking at this, and they did a big actuary study. And the actuaries came back and said, look, here's what we're finding out. The people that have five-year plans are holding on to those policies until they really need them. So they're depending on family at the front end of that extended health care event. The people with lifetime benefits are turning those things on at the first sign that they need help, because they know they have that plan and they're not going to run out of money. So that was one thing they found. Number two, the people with limited plans, like the three-year, the four-year, the five-year plans, were so worried about running out of money that when they started getting to the end of their period for long-term care coverage, they started dying of more stress-related diseases, basically, i.e., heart attacks and strokes. And that actually happened to a family friend of ours in Alamosa, Colorado. She lived in the bridge with my grandmother. Her name was Janet. And Janet just had a heart attack and died one day. And I said, Mom, I didn't even know she had a bad heart. She did everything around there. She was an old retired school teacher, and she had some transferring issues and stuff, and she was actually pretty good shape. And my mom said, I don't think she did have a bad heart, Brian. I think she just was so stressed out about running out of her long-term care insurance that she just worked herself into a tizzy and had a heart attack. So that was one of the things that the takeaways from Genworth. And so what they ended up doing is they quietly moved away from the lifetime benefits on long-term care plans, and so did a lot of other carriers. So we're down to just a couple of carriers out there right now that offer lifetime benefits. We have a traditional company, and we have an asset-based plan. And those are still some of our most popular plans, because lifetime benefit just means once you go on claim, you will never run out of your benefit. So if it's $6,000 a month, you get $6,000 a month for 20 years. It doesn't matter. But the rest of the companies kind of moved away. In fact, my mom has a policy through Mass Mutual, and it was one that I put in place for her. It was one of the last lifetime benefit policies that they offered. They got away from that as well, too. So, again, they did that actual study, and they said, gosh, if we limit the bucket of money, that's going to help out the insurance company in the sense that people are going to be less likely to turn those policies on. And so what happens is they depend on family more. They don't get all the value out of that policy versus if you have lifetime, you turn it on. If you need somebody 2 days a week to come in and help you out, turn it on. Don't worry about it. You're never going to run out of that benefit, even if you do end up in a nursing home later down the road. And that's what a lot of people do, and they still do it today. They hang on to their policies until they think they're really going to need it, like, which is always somewhere out in the future. And another one of the things that really caught the insurance carriers by surprise is the cognitive disease. Again, that now is the number one claim for long-term care. So a lot of companies have just decided to limit their exposure. So you'll see a lot of the asset-based plans are 6 or 7 years. And a lot of the traditional plans are going to be in that, you know, 6, 7, 8 years is about the max that they're going to go out for coverage. And the reason is because the cognitive claims can honestly go on 10, 15 years. It's very common. And so they have decided to eliminate themselves there, or to protect themselves, basically limit the policies. And again, when I say 8 years of coverage or 6 years of coverage, that doesn't mean the policy expires at 6 years. It just means if you're pulling out the maximum amount of your benefit that you can every month, the policy would run out in that period of time, so 6 years. So if I had $6,000 a month for 6 years of coverage, that's how long it would last. If I was only using $3,000 a month, that six-year plan would actually last me 12 years. But again, those are limited buckets of money versus lifetime buckets of money. So how do we decide? I know we're kind of, I feel like I'm rambling on here, but what we're trying to do with long-term care insurance is we're trying to mitigate risk. The problem is we don't know what that risk really is. We don't know the magnitude of it. So what we're trying to do is guess, and ideally we would all get lifetime benefits, we would all have $20,000 a month, and we would all have 5% compound inflation. Then we would just know we were covered for worst case scenario. The problem is those policies don't exist. There are some lifetime benefits, but they are going to be more limited on the monthly amounts. And the other factor is we have to pay for it. So a lot of what we do when we're looking at your home, right, they look at the value of the home and they look at how much it's going to cost to replace that. Well, one of my approaches is the same thing. We look at the size of your estate. We look at your assets, both financially and family. So if someone says, well, I'm going to live on my mother-in-law house with that my kids built for me, we know she has some assistance there. Maybe we can get away with a smaller bucket of money or a cash plan that she can contribute. If I have a very large estate, we're going to want to look at maybe a more meaningful benefit because, again, what we're trying to do is protect those assets. If we have a smaller nest egg, maybe someone has a couple $100,000 of IRA money and that's it, but they have pension and Social Security, we're going to design a state partnership program that's going to protect that $200,000 nest egg, which means they might run out of their long-term care insurance for 2 or 3 years, but then they can qualify for Medicaid and protect all those assets because they had a state partnership plan. So there is no perfect answer, Lawrence, on how we decide how much coverage to get. What we're trying to do is sit down, look at your situation, figure out, number one, what is meaningful coverage to you and to your estate? And number two, what is the best way to fund that plan? And it's like everything else. If I need to get to the grocery store, well, you know what? I can do that in a pretty cheap and expensive used car. But I could also go out and buy a Cadillac Escalade and do a little bit more things and have more comfort. But a lot of it is how we want to design that plan is going to be based on where we're at financially and also where our family is and what our goals are in retirement. So that was a great question, but stick around. I got a great client of the week where we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. Coming up August 13th, 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings. They protect your family. The plan my wife and I got pays us back if we never use it. Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family. family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me, August 13th, 3 p.m. I'll kick things off, share my long-term care story. Make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the webinar class size small to allow time for Q&A. It's a great learning environment. There are a few spots left, so sign up now. It's all free. I'll be a part of it as well. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick, Gregrick & Associates. They're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, recently one of the largest investment banks in the country, finally published research showing why a 60-40 stock bond portfolio is outdated. This is something you've been talking about on Know Your Risk Radio for years. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Dory, it certainly feels that way. This research shows exactly what we've been telling people for years now. Using bonds as the safe portion of your portfolio is a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement. With Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we'll show you how to protect your portfolio against loss but still grow your assets. We teach you exactly how to do it in our free booklet, Common Sense Investing.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing. Call 866-779-RISK or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in this weekend. So, I got to tell you, little side note here, I have never been a coffee drinker until I turned 50, which was 3 years ago. And my dad used to drink like two pots a day. You know, he was a logger, so he'd get up and drink a pot in the morning while he was making a pot to take in his thermos up to drink all day. And so I started drinking coffee a little while ago, and then I told Madeline, I said, you know, I do not want to become a coffee snob. I've always just drank hot tea. I just enjoy tea. And I said, you know, I don't want to be worried about the coffee and the quality of the coffee. And so here we are. We have this high-end like coffee maker that I bought for my wife like 15 years ago, which I have in the office now. And I am now officially the coffee maker. And we have just been on this struggle this last couple weeks on trying to nail down a good coffee. The coffee that we always got was this Costa Rican coffee, which is, I don't know if we just got a bad batch or what, but here I am this morning struggling because I record this radio show in the mornings now since the studios are closed because of COVID. And I'm sitting in here struggling with the coffee and just created a new problem for myself. So I think I might be going back to tea. Unless anybody has some great ideas on coffee, let us know. I just want something consistent that is always good so I don't have to guess at it. But anyway, so we are talking today. Lawrence had sent a question in from Lawrence from Redmond just about how do you pick out how much insurance you get. And again, there's just no easy answer to that question. There's all kinds of things that we want to look at. We want to look at your financial ability. And quite frankly, what I tell most people is get something in place. I don't care if you have 2 years of coverage and that's all that you can afford right now. You are going to be tickled pink and your family's going to be just excited that you have that. And ideally, you can add multiple policies. Remember, my very first plan that I got for myself and my wife when I was younger in my 40s was just a four-year policy. That's it, a traditional plan. We have since added a lifetime benefit plan behind that. I still have the traditional plan in place. And so you can stack policies down the road. But ultimately, after, you know, the reason why I added the lifetime benefit for myself is because I've just seen what people are going through. In my career, in this job, I get exposed to a lot of that and a lot of family hurt. And a lot of my clients are coming in because they watched loved ones go through this and I hear their stories. So that's just, you know, it's a personal decision, but there is no right answer. There's no software that we can just plug numbers into. So if you're sitting there with your financial advisor and he's saying, oh, probably don't worry about it, or 2 years, or you need, you know, $3,800 for 2.6 years, just don't buy it, because that's just not the way long-term care plans work. This week, I want to go over the client of the week, and this is Kenneth, who is 66, and Kenneth is a, he's just a wonderful guy. Really enjoyed meeting him. He had such an interesting story. He watched his mother go through a long-term care situation for over 7 years. She did have long-term care insurance, but like my grandmother, she exhausted her policy. So her policy lasted about 4 years. And he said, gosh, it was just night and day difference when that policy ended. It just changed everything. So 4 years of coverage is all that she had, and then they just spent down the estate, and she ended up, they were juggling, trying to figure out Medicaid and going through all that mess, and he said it was just a disaster. So he went through that. Then on top of that, you know, he says, look, it was also very stressful for myself and my sister, because we were trying to figure out what to do for mom once her insurance was up. We lost that support. We lost those case managers. We ended up having to go get that help ourselves, and we were really always struggling the best thing to do for mom, because the last years of her life were the worst years for the long-term care situation. Then, on top of that, Ken watched his wife go through breast cancer and was caring for her. She had a three-year struggle, and then she passed away. And I will just tell you right now, millions of people are going through this across this country right now, and millions more are going to go through this same situation. Bad things happen all the time. That's just what happens. And what do we do as human beings? We step up and we take care of the people that we love. So Ken had been listening to our radio show, stumbled across it, came to one of our classes. He thought, you know, at 66, he kind of thought, man, I think I'm too old for long-term care insurance. He admitted, he said, I just never really stopped to think about it. I was so busy taking care of my mom and taking care of my wife that I never really stopped to think about my own personal situation. And so we got together, sat down. I asked him, what's your biggest concerns, Ken? And by far, his biggest concern, it wasn't the running out of money. He said, you know, I'm okay financially. He goes, but I just don't want to dump all the decision-making on my kids, all the ongoing decision-making. And there is a lot to that. And if you've never been through that, read some books on caregiving. There's some great ones on Amazon. You'll see what people talk about, what they have to do, giving up their lives, trying to figure out all this stuff. He has two adult kids. He has five grandkids. He doesn't want the kids giving up their lives or adjusting their schedules, worrying about him. He said, I want a meaningful plan. I want that support. And what caught his attention more than anything wasn't the value and the money of the plan. He said it was that concierge care service that I talk about. That's what my plan has. I have a concierge care service, which means we're going to call an 800 number. They're going to assign a person to me and my family. And what that means is they are there to answer our questions and guide us and just take care of us. And if anybody has a credit card that has that concierge service, like the American Express Platinums, anything like that, you call them. Hey, I need concert tickets here. I need this. I need dinner reservations. Absolutely. That's what some of these insurance companies are starting to do now, but they assign you a person. So you talk to the same person. Your family knows who to contact. That's what Ken really wanted. And, you know, he said that really it wasn't a matter of trust issue. Like, he knew his kids wouldn't stick him someplace bad and take advantage of his money and things like that. So he wasn't too worried about that. But at the same sense, he said, you know what I really want? I want to make sure I have some kind of audit trail on the money if I'm in a cognitive situation, and that's what long-term care insurance does. When those caregivers give you that bill and they send it to that insurance company, there's a claim specialist on the back end of that that's going through and making sure that the money that's being paid out is being paid out for long-term care services that are on the plan of care. And it's kind of a checks and balances to make sure that, you know, the home health care agency isn't coming over and charging for 7 hours of grocery shopping or 14 hours of physical therapy when the plan of care calls for two. And so you get those checks and balances also. So there's just a lot that you get, a lot of those advocates that are on your side to help you and your family. And also what people forget is those claim specialists, they also understand the Medicare coding. Because remember, you never lose Medicare. Medicare pays for acute care. So if you're in assisted living and you have a health event and you end up in the hospital, well, that's going to be paid by Medicare, a portion of that. And long-term care service will pay for some of the other stuff. So they'll make sure that Medicare is responsible, and that takes that burden off your family. So, again, those are all the benefits that you get with some of these good plans, and that's what really attracted Ken. So here's what we ended up doing for Ken. We sat down, and he said, I want a lifetime benefit. I don't want to run out of money like my mother did. I don't want that to happen. I just want an ongoing plan. And what he did is he came in with just a lump sum of money. He said, I've got $200,000 that I'm willing to invest into this plan. He goes, it's pretty much just sitting in cash right now. He goes, it's not going to affect my lifestyle. I can reposition that money. I want to know what I can do for that. I said, well, let's take a look. So we took a single deposit of $200,000. Ken is going to get $8,232 a month of benefit. That's his initial starting benefit, $8,232 a month, or $98,778 a year for life, unlimited amount of time. However, because Ken is very healthy, I mean, actually, he's in incredible shape, we put an inflation rider on this because he was hoping that he had a nice long life in front of him. So that $8,200 a month is going to grow by 3%. So if we go out there and we're gonna cap it, we're gonna put this inflation growth on it for 20 years, because that's gonna give him more starting benefit. But that means over the next 20 years, his long-term care benefit will grow. So it will grow up to $14,867. So when he's 86 years old, he'll have basically almost $180,000 a year of long-term care insurance for life. He will never run out of that benefit. He can pull $180,000 a year out for 20 years. It's not going to run out on him. So that's his long-term care benefit. Now, if he never uses this plan, or he just has one bad day and he dies, guess what's going to happen? A check's going to be written back to his estate for $205,000. Now, remember, he put $200 in, so he's going to get 100% of his money back if he doesn't use this plan. And if he goes on claim, and like I was talking about earlier, a third of the people die within a year. What if Ken's one of those guys? He ends up dying within 6 months of being on claim, and he only uses, say, $50,000 of long-term care insurance. Well, they'll take that $205,000 minus any long-term care benefits paid out, and they will pay the difference to the estate. So his estate would still get $155,000 in that example. So my point is, he's simply taking money out of an existing account that he has. We're writing a bunch of features and benefits on it. We're going to stick it in a coffee can, and we're going to go put that in the backyard. Now, if he lives a long life and just dies, has one bad night, guess what? His kid's going to go out and dig up that coffee can. There's his $205,000 right there. If he ends up in long-term care, he can pull out an increasing amount of money every single year for those next 20 years. He can pull out up to $180,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. So that's the long-term care insurance. That's what we're doing. So that's going to completely protect his estate. And the other takeaway on this for Ken, what he realized when we were through, he says, look, this frees me up to start doing some estate planning. Now that his wife has passed away, he says, I want to start moving some of these assets that we have and some of these things to the kids and to the grandkids. And I want to really be able to think through my estate giving. And now I don't have to sit there and worry about how much money I need to keep setting aside for me to pay for a long-term care event, because now he has an unlimited lifetime benefit. And think about this, with his Social Security, a small pension, and now all of a sudden this ongoing lifetime long-term care insurance, he will never run out of money. He just will never run out of money in a long-term care situation. So that really frees him up. And some of the additional benefits we have on this plan is he'll get caregiver training. So if his family needs to go for training, say he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's and they want to take a cognitive impairment training class, they can do that. It'll pay for some medical equipment, up to two times the monthly limit, which is for him is going to be $16,464 for wheelchair ramps, stair lifts, adjustable beds, intravenous pumps, whatever he needs to make his home a safe environment for a long-term care event. So there's a lot of other benefits that he gets there. And again, that concierge care service is going to be with him for his lifetime. And his kids will always have an 800 number to call, and they'll be able to talk to that one specific person and guide them through whether dad needs to move from home to assisted living or move from one state to another state. You've got a team of professionals there that can really guide you and help you and make that process a lot easier. So, you know, in a nutshell, why we put this plan in place for Ken is that he had the assets just sitting there, so we could reposition those. And that's where these asset-based plans work really, really well. We can take an existing asset and we can just put unlimited leverage on it for long-term care. And remember, all the money he gets out of this long-term care plan is tax-free. It's not counted as income. It provides him that unlimited coverage. There's no guessing whether he's going to run out of insurance or whether 2 years is enough or 4 years is enough. And also, it's going to pay his estate back if he doesn't use it. That's what he really liked. I'm putting $200 in. I'm guaranteed to get $205 back. And he has access to those professionals. So, again, just a real wonderful plan. And we've got several examples on our website, too. We just love this client of the week because the idea is every situation is different. Don't let somebody sell you a plan. Let somebody design a plan that fits your situation. And that's what we're going to do here. So stick around. I got a little bit more Long-Term Care Radio. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, Story Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't in just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for sticking with us. You just heard some ads there. Again, we have two classes coming up in August on the calendar already. Thursday the 13th at 3 p.m. and Friday the 21st at 9 a.m. So late afternoon, early morning. It's the same class, so we just given you a couple different times that you can sign up for them. And again, that's at our website at 525longtermcare.com, right on our homepage, 525longtermcare.com. What you do is when you sign up, you're going to get a link sent to you. And then when we're ready for the webinar, we'll send you, you'll get some little reminders. You click on that link, and all you do is you open it up in your browser, and you can watch the class. And you can do it on your smartphone. You can do it on your iPad, your laptop, your desktop. It, you know, if you have internet hooked up on your TV, you can watch it on the TV. And then if you have a question for us, you can type those questions in. Madeline is always there in the classes with us, and so she can monitor those questions and get them to me, and we will answer those questions in live time. So again, look for those classes on the 13th and on the 21st. And I apologize for any background noise in that last segment. Hopefully the Darren, our engineer, can clean some of that up. We had a guy outside with a lawnmower going, and I've been talking to the property managers, Tom Blue, in the face about getting a schedule down for those landscapers. But anyway, we're doing the best we can, so hopefully that wasn't too loud back there for you. I wanted to, before I go, I remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about how your health affects long-term care insurance. So a lot of companies will have some kind of rating. So think of like four classes, 1, 2, 3, 4. The first class is your best health. You're going to get the best price. The second class, you're going to pay more money for that same insurance. And then I was talking about how you get to class three. They're going to start limiting the amount of coverage you can get and taking away some of the benefits and the riders, and on and on. And so, again, your health is really the ticket that gets you into long-term care insurance. I just had a call last week from a guy that, you know, started working with a couple of years ago, and I think he's uninsurable now. He called us up back, and he was diagnosed with something, and that's how fast it happens. You can easily become uninsurable. And by age, that's the other problem. Everybody says it's not your age, but the factors on the age, the reason why age is such a big deal in long-term care insurance is because our health tends to become more compromised as we age. And I just got this, there's an annual survey that's put out by this company that studies long-term care insurance, and they collect all this data from the different insurance carriers. And I was looking at the issued by age. So this is the percentage of people that are issued in the best rating for long-term care insurance by age. That means the preferred rating. They're not going to ding you at all for any health issues. Age is 30 to 39. And we're just going to do this by decade. 30 to 39, 79.4%. So basically 8 out of 10 people get the best rating that are under 40 years old. 40 to 49 years old, it drops down to 66%. So about 6.5 out of 10. We get to age 50 to 60, which is right in the group that I'm at, we're down to 52%. So only half of the people by the time you hit age 50 are going to qualify for the best rating on long-term care insurance. When we get to age 60, that decade 60 to 69, it drops down to about a third. 35.1% of people are going to qualify for the best rating. And by the time we get to age 70, and you'll hear we have several clients, and I've got clients that are 84 years old, so we can go up to age 85 on some of our programs, but 70 to 79, we're down to 24% of the people can get into the top preferred class. So you can just see that slide down. That is just what, you know, that's what actuaries do. They look at the village of a million people and they just study it, and then they spit out all this data, and you can see it goes from 80% down to 24% just simply based on age. And all that tells us is that as we age, our health becomes more and more compromised. We're more likely, we're more susceptible to diseases or illnesses or being diagnosed with something that is going to limit the amount of coverage that we can get for long-term care planning. So keep that in mind. I don't use that as a scare tactic, but one of the issues that we have, we tend to look through the goggles that we're wearing today. We look at life through those goggles. I'm healthy. I can move. I'm fine. This, that, and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you still think everything's pretty good. And if you ever, like, I went back to my class reunion, and there's some of the people I hadn't seen in 20 years. And, oh, my gosh. And then I went to my 30-year reunion. Same thing. There's some people that showed up that I hadn't seen since I left high school. Wowza. I mean, you can really see the change, right? But for us, we're like, oh, no, I feel the same. I feel good. Everything is okay. But the reality is our life's changing. We're getting a little bit bigger. We're getting a little bit slower. We're our eyes are starting to change a little bit. We're starting to get high blood pressure, whatever it is. So my whole point with this data thing is just remember that there is the if we're talking about long-term care planning, it does not benefit you to wait. There is no benefits to wait. I've been doing this for over a decade. And some of the programs, too, change. People, again, think that, well, I'll just go out and get that program 5 years from now because I'm really healthy now. I'm 55. I'll just wait till I'm 60 and I'll put that plan in place. Guess what? That plan's not there. And that happened in 2000. You start seeing all the companies that had lifetime benefits. Almost everybody did. There's 120 traditional companies. We're down to 10 traditional companies. There's only one that offers a lifetime benefit. So the programs change, too, because the insurance companies are looking at mortality. They're looking at morbidity. So they're looking at your health, your death rate. They're looking at what interest rate environment is doing, and they're putting all this information into these supercomputers now, and that's how they're coming up with their pricing and trying to figure out how to offer these plans that make sense. Because remember, insurance is a guarantee. It's a promise to pay in the future regardless of what the conditions are. So the insurance companies are always studying this data, and they make them. And what we're seeing is the programs today, 20 years down the road, people are going to look back at those and say, holy cow, I wish I could have got that program. And so especially with some of these asset-based plans now, the low interest rate environment's really starting to put pressure on these insurance carriers. So if this is something you guys are interested in, definitely sign up for our next class. We have two classes coming up in August. They're on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for a class, get educated, and then we're going to have that conversation with you and design a custom plan for you. And then we will walk you through the application process and get you approved. And that's not as simple as it sounds. Read some of our reviews on our website. And if you haven't had a chance to do that, there's top-rated local. It's down on the bottom of our homepage. Click on that. You can open up. We have about 70 reviews. Just read what some of the people are saying. A lot of the people are relieved, and we're going to design that custom plan for you. So, again, thanks for spending your hour with us. We'll be back next week with another show on Long-Term Care Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.